The legacy of war often leaves physical marks on the countries where they occur and psychological scars on survivors, be they soldiers or civilians or their descendants. This week marks the 20th anniversary of the second major U.S. invasion of Iraq, but today we're going to go back even further to the war in Vietnam. For many people born and raised in the U.S. since the late 70s, the war is something taught in history books. But for many generations born in Vietnam since the fall of Saigon, the war is a much more tangible memory. Joining me now is novelist Dr. Nguyen Phan Quy Mai, who will be in Estes Park and in Boulder this week, speaking about her brand new book, Dust Child. Dr. Quy Mai, thank you for joining me today.
Thank you so much, Shannon, for having me. And it's my great honor to be featured on KGNU. Thank you so much.
Let's start off with the name of your latest book. It is just out, Dust Child. Where does the title come from?
Dust Child is centered on the life experiences of mixed race children born and abandoned during the Vietnam War. So in Vietnamese, there's a term for them because many of them were homeless. So they were called Bụi Đời, the dust of life. So my main character in the book is a Black American. He was abandoned at birth, is illiterate. And so he carries this kind of trauma and pain inside of him. And I want to show through this book that, you know, Phong and Amerasians deserve our love and respect, and no one should be called the children of dust. And the book's title is also inspired a song by the famous Vietnamese songwriter Trịnh Công Sơn, who wrote the song Cát Bụi. It sings like this. Hạt bụi nào hóa kiếp thân tôi, để một mai tôi về làm cát bụi. Which grain of sand and dust turns into my life so that tomorrow I will return to sand and dust. So I think, you know, the message of the song is that, you know, our life on earth is temporary and, you know, short. So we should do more for each other. So this book is really a call for compassion, for peace, and for humans to do more for other humans.
How would you explain the nuance of the generational trauma of the war growing up in Vietnam to people who are in the U.S.?
You know, I was born and grew up in Vietnam, and the first time I got to go outside Vietnam was when I was 18 years old, when I got a scholarship to study in Australia. I was told that we didn't suffer from any trauma because we won the war. So trauma is brushed aside, buried. That's why healing is very difficult for a lot of Vietnamese, because as part of Vietnamese culture, you know, like, people who are traumatized are seen as weak, as possessed by ghosts. And so I think it's very important, you know, for us to talk about trauma and the impact of trauma, because without discussing about it and acknowledging trauma, we won't be able to heal. And as part of my PhD research, I, you know, look into the research which has been done, you know, in the US on veterans who suffer from PTSD, and, you know, like, the ways that we, the community, can offer support to those who are traumatized, and the ways people, the different techniques or tools people could employ to overcome their trauma and help their loved ones to overcome trauma. But in Vietnam, we don't have these tools. And actually, there has been very little research done about the impact of PTSD and trauma. So, you know, that's why in the book, I have the veteran, Dan, who returns to Vietnam. At the end of the book, he is compelled to come back and help the Vietnamese by setting up a nonprofit to provide psychological support for Vietnamese war victims. You know, they are victims of Agent Orange, veterans from North and South Vietnam, and the children of veterans, because the children and the spouses of veterans, they inherit this trauma. And I think, you know, healing intergenerational trauma, for it to be healed, we need community effort. And I think I would appreciate, you know, more support from the U.S. to our Vietnamese community in terms of healing.
In the book, you of course have a veteran who goes back to Vietnam who knew that he was abandoning a child before he left. And there's a part of a trend of veterans going back to Vietnam to heal their own trauma, to close the circle. What type of efforts have been made other than facilitating visas to help to heal the trauma of abandoned children?
You mentioned about veterans returning to Vietnam to look for their children. The numbers, you know, there are not many of them. These veterans came to Vietnam as young men. You know, they were traumatized. They were affected by the war. So a part of trying to deal with your own trauma is to deny some of the things that you did in the past. And sometimes, like in the book, I wrote about people making up different versions of the past. You know, they make up different versions of the truth because, you know, I think for them, they make up a version which is acceptable to them. And also, quite a few veterans don't know that they have a child in Vietnam. So recently, you know, I translated for a reunion between an American veteran who lives in Ohio and his daughter who lives in Vietnam. And, you know, the daughter found him via DNA testing, and she didn't find him. She found a nephew in the family, and the nephew who did the DNA testing years after the person in Vietnam did the test suddenly saw a relative in Vietnam. And he said, well, how come I have a relative in Vietnam? This is impossible. So he talked with the relatives, and the relative said, your uncle went to Vietnam. And the uncle said, no, it's impossible. Because, you know, I mean, he was married. He went to Vietnam. And, you know, it was common for soldiers to spend time with bad girls or Vietnamese women. So at first he denied it. But then, you know, he acknowledged it and he did the DNA test and found out 100% match. I have been speaking with Amerasians in Vietnam and in the U.S., and they say they would be so, so grateful if more Vietnam veterans are aware of these issues faced by Amerasians. And if they suspect that they may have a child, they could consider DNA testing. But I mean, the search for family members is complicated. It has a lot of ethical implications. So, you know, I'm not encouraging people to make that decision. It is the decision they have to make themselves because it has a lot of complications in real life. And in this book, I discuss about the ethics of searching for family members. You have to be aware about the consequences that you could have on your life and other people's life because, like, for example, I assisted some veterans who go back to Vietnam looking for their Vietnamese girlfriends. But some of the girlfriends have tried to bury their past. Some of them told me they hadn't told anyone for the past more than 40 years that they had been with American soldiers because after the war, they were considered as traitors. They were considered as, allies of their enemy. So they were, you know, looked down upon. So they tried to move forward and made up another different version of their past, you know, so that it's more presentable, it's more honorable to the people around them. So I think in searching for family members, you have to be very careful in protecting those who are searching for. So I discuss about the ethics of family search in this book. Because for years, I've been involved in assisting people looking for family members. And I know that it's very sensitive, very emotional. But I think there's a strong need for those who lost their family members to be reconnected and to be recognized that they belong to, you know, they have their roots somewhere, right?
I'm speaking with Nguyen Phan Quy Mai, who is the author of a brand new novel, Dust Child. She will be in the Front Range area this week. She has events in Estes Park and in Boulder. Dr. Quy Mai, what can you tell listeners about the events that you have planned here?
I am so honored to be going to Boulder for the first time in my life. So my book was selected by Estes Park Library as one valley, one book, you know. So the mountain scene was selected by Estes Park Valley Library. So, you know, I had a virtual event and met so many amazing readers. So the library reached out to me and invited me to come back as part of the book tour. So I will be having an event there on Friday. And on Saturday, on 25th of March, I will be having an event there, you know, and I want to present Vietnam more than the war in this event. So I'll be reading poetry with my poet friend, Jennifer Fossenbell, who worked for me, with me for years in translating Vietnamese poetry. And she's a Vietnamese, you know, she's an expert in Vietnamese literature. So I'm so glad that she will be accompanying me there in presenting my poetry. And I think I might do some singing. I don't know. I love singing. And also talking about Vietnam beyond the war, Vietnamese culture, Vietnamese history, Vietnamese heritage, and connecting with people. I love meeting readers in real life. And, you know, the book tour has been going great for me. And also, I look forward to my event also on Saturday, you know, just one day after the library event, you know, with Boulder Bookstore. And I heard that quite a few Vietnamese live in Boulder. So I look forward to meeting them.
Author Nguyen Phan Quy Mai will be at the Estes Valley Library in Estes Park this Friday night and at the Boulder Bookstore this Saturday afternoon.